Thank you, Rabbi Dworkin, for over-generous introduction.
Excuse me, let me get you on that.
Now, first of all, I want to outline fundamentally exactly what topics I'm going to discuss so that we can be more or less clear what we mean here by the title which I was given, Halachic Parameters of Psak, which, when you look at it, is an overwhelming title. I'm going to touch on 4 points which I was asked to discuss. Number one, Halacha Kebasroi. Number two, some remarks on Amunas Chachamim. Number three, on the concept of Minhag Eiker Halacha, or Mevatel Halacha. And the fourth, on some aspects of what we call Das Torah. I think each one of you realizes that each topic here deserves a separate talk or shiur, whatever we'll call it, by itself. Now first, let's talk about Halacha Kebasroi. Now first of all, if we look in the Gemara, and as far as I could see, the Gemara itself does not use directly this terminology of Hilchasa Kebasroi. The Gemara doesn't state that particular statement of Halacha Kebasroi. One of the closest things that we have, for example, the Gemara in Bava Metzia, there in Pehei, where it says that Ravina v'Ravashi seif heiroah hava. But the way Rashi explains it over there is a description of the process of the Sidur of Talmud Bavli. He has a full description of that. Right before that it says Rav Nosson seif Mishnah and so forth. But the term Halacha Kebasroi or Hilchasa Kebasroi we find primarily in the works both of the Ge'enim and especially in the Rishenim, and later on, as we'll see, from different places in the Achrenim. Now there are 4 points. I want to get over first the 4 technical points that are outlined, and you could find them in the Sifrei HaKlolim. And I think some of our Haverim should be aware of, if they're not already aware, that there are some basic Sfarim that, and one Sefer in particular, that is a master sefer in klolim as far as the authority of psak or when there are certain things that are in contradiction. There's a classic sefer of the 18th century, the Yad Malachi. It was one of the last great gedolim that lived in Italy during the era of the Pachad Yitzchak, the era of Ramchal, and Ramchal was the Talmud of Yechiel Basan. And this was a separate tradition in and for itself. It's not so much what we call a Sephardic tradition, it's the Italian when we find the Minhag Italiani, but one of the Gedolim was the Yad Malachi. So in his Sefer of Klolim, and he has a masterful analysis of Klolim and Mekeres, I just want to present the 4 technical rules that he brings about the early use of Halacha Kebasroi. After that, we'll get into the Gemara and Rishenim as to the reasoning behind Halacha Kebasroi. What's the reason for it? First of all, he brings a principle that Halacha Kebasroi amrinin af be'amaroi kadmoi. Even when we're dealing with the first amaroim before Abaya Berova. Abaya Berova seems to be a sort of cutoff point in as far as an era going from one section of Amaroim to another. He says the din is like Basroi, but the difference is this, that from the time of Abayev and Rava on, that Halacha would even be Ketalmud became a Rav. And you'll find many times in the Gemara that Ein Halacha Ketalmud became a Rav, especially in Machlekes Rebbe Lozor with Rebbe Yechanan. Rebbe Lozor, the Amir, who was the Talmud of Rebbe Yechanan, is Ein Halacha Ketalmud became a Rav. But once we get past Abaye Barava, there the Halacha also will be Ketalmud became a Rav, even if he has a disagreement with him, Panim El Panim. Whereas in the earlier times, we do not have that. But generally, this is the principle he brings of Halacha Kebasroi. What's his Mekeres? He brings a Makar, and I'm just going to run through quickly. He brings a Ran in Perek HaMegaras, Arif in Perek Yom HaKippurim, where, for example, there's a Machlekes Rav Huna v'Rav Nachman, are the Basroi there as opposed to those that came before. Now, that's one point. Now, where do we find this idea of Halacha Kebasroi also mentioned? If you look at the end of your Shas Gemaras, the end of Brachas and Reb Shmuel Anogid's Mavo HaTalmud, will bring also this klal there about the Halacha Kebasroi, but there he says, briefly, mi abaye v'rov. In fact, it's a question whether it's the proper girsa in the Mavo HaTalmud. The second principle, Halacha Kebasroi mi abaye v'rov, even when they argue, afil aher de pligi amaroi kamoi, even if they argue on the earlier amaroyim. That's the idea. For example, there is the Rosh brings in the first Perek of Brachas in Simen Yud. In the Rosh, there, the Halacha Kabaya Neged Shmuel. And Shmuel, we all know, is an earlier one of the great Amaroyim. Why? Because Abaya is a Basra, Vafili Poligrab Yeshua Ben Levi Abaya, so we came along Kabaya. We paskin like Abaya. So that's how far it seems that there is a sense of authority in Halacha Kabasroi when we're dealing yet with Amaroyim. Another principle, principle three, Halacha Kabasroi Amrinen, Afila Yochid Neged Rabbi. Even against the majority, which we're going to discuss later, there's a major halachic problem, a problem there in Svara and in the formulation of the halacha. And where does the makor that is brought? There's a rif in the second perek of Kedushin, where the rif gives a psak like Ravina, even against Rav and Shmuel and Abaya and Rava. He rules like Ravina. Because, what's the reason? The Rif said, because he was a Basra. He was the last. And he says the Rif wasn't the only one that paskin that way. It was the Shiltis, the Bachoi Gon, and also the Halachas of Gdelis, and also Rav Hai Gon in the Tshuva. Now the fourth principle of Halachic Basroi is even where there's a Machlekes between, for example, earlier Amaroyim and later Amaroyim in the Perush of a Mishnah, in the Mashmos of a Mishnah or a Braisa. And that, the Yad Malachi himself brings, whether he was a contemporary or not, I don't know exactly who the author of a Sefer at that time was called the Rishon Letzion. There was a Sefer Rishon Letzion that was, that the Machaber I know was the Baal Or HaChaim HaKadosh, whether that's the one or not. Now the Rishon Letzion says that Halachic Basroi is only where it's a machlekes in svara, but where it's a machlekes in the pshat of a mishnah or a braisa, you can't go kebasroi. So the Yad Malachi disagrees with that, and he brings a raya, actually, from a rif in the perik that we're learning now in the Daf Yomi, in perik Misha Orzu, where the rif rules like Rav Ashi against Rava in the perish of a mishnah. And what's the reason? Because, and in fact, even the Gemara leaves Rav Ashi with a kasha. But since Rav Ashi, the Rif says, is Basra, therefore you rule like Rav Ashi. So here are four different principles in Halacha Kebasroi. So we see a certain tremendous amount of strength in the idea of Basroi. What's the reason for it? I mean, it has to be a Svara just because he's a Basroi or so forth. And I think, fundamentally, the reasoning, the svara, can be found, there's a sugya in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Gimel, Omed Aleph. The sugya, basically, is dealing with dinim, primarily of dinim ominous, and some other ramifications. And it's referring to the Mishnah about whether marzirim, whether if a mistake is made, whether you can have charoter, in other words, redo the whole psak. So there the Gemara says, Tor b'dvar Mishnah Taya, Kaiser. If he made a mistake in a Dvar Mishnah, I'm not defining now what the Pashas of the Gemara is in a Mishnah. If there's a Mefurish of Mishnah that says that this and this is the Deen, so then Kaiser. So the whole Psak is not a psak anymore. To b'shikol hadas, masha osa osa. Well, if a mistake was made in a svara, in a shikol hadas, not in a dvar mishnah, something that was not mafurish, so then the halacha is the halacha. The whole discussion there in the Gemara is whether the dayan has to pay, whether he has to pay damages, and that goes into a big plukta in the Rishonim about whether the dayan is a gerim or garmi. There's a very long, extensive balamor that has a lot of discussion on that, and also in the Shulchan Aruch and Cheshem Mishpat and Simen Chafei. Now, a digest of the Shitas Rishonim as to what a Dvar Mishnah is found, you can find it there in the Rosh, right there in Sanhedrin, in Lamed Gimel, and it's in Simen Vav, there in the fourth Perek. First of all, the Rosh brings down the statement of the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor, however, first refers to Chacham Echad, a certain Chacham. We don't know who that Chacham is. It's, if you look into the Baal HaMor properly, also doesn't identify. He says Chacham Echad, or Godel Echad, that when we talk about Tor B'Dvar Mishnah, and remember he's talking about the time of the Rishonim. If you want to think in historical perspective, it talk about the 13th century or so, about that time. So this Chacham Echad, this Godel Echad, Dua Idnor, Leslon, first of all, he says there's no such thing now, that Chacham says, as Tor B'Shikol Hadas. Because, see, the Gemara says, yes. And first, let's explain. What does the Gemara, how does the Gemara explain there in Sanhedrin, what is Tor B'Shikol Hadas? Where there are tvei tanoi and you can't be machriya and v'sugya de alma, it seems that the world has basically accepted the opinion of one tana, although there was no direct psak, and this dayan ruled not like the sugya de alma, so that's tor b'shikol hadas. So therefore the deen would be tor b'shikol hadas, masha osa osa. The deen is not chaser, it's not tor b'dvar mishnah. However, this Chacham Echad, this Godel Echad comes and says that if he's that nowadays, that's going in those times, there's no such thing as Torah B'Shikol Hadas. Shai kol halachas psukas biyodeinu. Everything is Yepaskim. O min hashas, o min hageinim, sha'acha hashas. So Hilkach, there's a lashon there of this Chacham brought in the Baal HaMor, lo mishkachas ha'idna toya B'Shikol Hadas, ela kol ha'toya, B'dvar Mishnah hang tayyim. Everyone is a tayyim B'dvar Mishnah, so therefore in all those cases it will be chaser. Comes the Baal HaMor and disagrees with that. The Baal HaMor disagrees. He says anything that the toss that you cannot clarify from a Gemara, from the Shas directly. In other words, it's not mefurish that way, where you have to come through a svara, through a diak, or whatever it is. So that would be called Tor B'Shikol Hadas. That's what he says. Umash, and here's what the Baal HaMor adds. Umash posku agenim achastima shashas. And the Baal HaMor says that, they, for example, that Chacham Godel Echad seemed to say that if the Geinim gave a ruling, that's a Tor B'Dvar Mishnah. So he comes and says, no, what the Geinim did was midas machras, v'lo mehalacha brura psuka. It's not a clear-cut halacha, min hashas. And therefore, a man de tor bay, if he made a toss in a psak of one of the gainim after the shas, is tor b'shikol hadas, v'lo k'dvar mishnah. So that's the Baal HaMor shita. The Baal HaMor is a very flexible one, saying that even in the gainim is not a tor b'dvar mishnah, which disagrees with that Godel Echad, that Chacham Echad. The Rosh then brings the Raivet. In fact, this is one of the most interesting aspects of the Rosh, that you have all the Shitas of the Rishonim, and then he gives his explanation. The Raivet says that, and the Raivet commenting on the Baal HaMor, that if he made a mistake, in tor b'piski hagenim. Now what does that mean, he tor b'piski hagenim? Shelo shama divreim. He didn't hear their words, v'ilu shama. Now this concept of ilu shama comes up many times later in all of the klolim, even going all the way down to the shach. In other words, someone was unaware of this psak of the geinim, is hoyachai, and he would have been If he would have heard about it, he would have immediately changed his psak. So then, Zeh Taya B'dvar Mishnah. That would be Torah B'dvar Mishnah. But the Ravid adds another point. He disagrees totally as in respect. You see, the Balamor does not seem to be afraid, or if I use that term, of interfering or making a statement about the psak of the Gainim. Comes the Ravid and says, She'ein lanu, right now he says, She'ein lanu ato lachlok al divrei gon. Mirayas daiteno lefara she'inyan b'derech acha, kedei she'yashtana hadin, midivrei hagon. You have no right. You have one of the Gainim afterwards. You know, many times we find in Rishenim that called divreim divrei kabolahim. That it's like a Gemara. You can't argue directly against the Gemara. So this is what the Ravid says. The only time that you can do something to sort of upset this balance of the Gainim, im lei bekushya mufursemis, if there's such a kasha, that it just seems to be that you can't tackle it, v'zeh dover she'en b'nimsa. They ask such a kasha on the Gainim, the Ravid says, you don't have that. Now, so here you have opposing views here between the Balamor on one hand and the Ravid on the other hand. Now comes the Rosh, and the Rosh, Vani Omer, this is his Lashon, says that first of all he says, Kol Misha Tor Bepiski Hagenim Shalosh Shoma Divreihem. You never heard of them? Their words? Ukishenamalo Psak Hagenim Yoshu Be'enov. He adds something. He doesn't say to accept it absolutely. Yoshru be'enov. I mean, medayik his words is taya b'dvar mishnahu. Below me, boy, taya b'piski hagenim. Now, here's where the Rosh really gives a very inclusive thing, and we'll be coming soon to the whole svara why halacha kebasroi. El afila chachomim shebechol dor v'dor she'achreihem. Because now the Rosh refers to the Gemara there in Lamed Gimel. The Gemara in Lamed Gimel says later on, after it says Torah B'dvar Mishnah Chazer, so there are two girsas there. One is Rav Huna and Rav Sheshes. It's Omalei Rav Huna l'Rav Sheshes. Afila Torah B'didan. Supposing they made a mistake in something that we rule. The other girsa is from a later time, Omalei Ravina l'Ravashi, which is the Sefer Haroah. Afila Torah B'didan. Supposing they made a mistake, some dying in the psak halacha that came out of our beznin, of our ruling, would that be Torah B'dvar Mishnah? So the answer was that Anan, we are not kani katli kani biagma. We're not reed cutters, you know. We're not yinglich. We're not little people. What we say is also has a basis of authority. So that's what the Rosh says, that it goes for all generations. Ve'im posak hadin shelo kedivreihem. The dayan was always the Rosh adds these words which the others didn't use. The Haida Shator, he concedes that he made the mistake. Is Tor B'dvar Mishnah the Chaser. Avalim lo Yoshu B'enov. But supposing he disagreed, Divrehem. Or maybe Rias, but he has something else. You got to bring Rias. You can't just say, I don't like the Psak. Aglarusly. You have to bring rayas. Amakubolim, again, the anshe dere. There has to be a type of a raya that people will say, well, that's a gesunte raya. That's a raya that makes sense. And it seems the anshe dere, who are the anshe dere, would mean the Talmid HaChachamim would accept that. So then the Rosh adds, it's almost like a drosha what the Rosh says now. Yiftach bedere kishmul bedere. That's what he says. Over there in Rosh Hashanah. So the ain, he says, "Ein lecha ela shefet asher yiyah beyamim ahein, v'yochol listor divreihem ki kol hadvarim she'ena mevurarim b'shas." Anything that is not clarified in the shas as an absolute psak, shesida ravashi v'ravina, odem yochol listor v'livnos, afilo lachleik. Strong words here. Al divrei hagainim. Of course, with those qualifications. V'hainu, and now he brings that Gemara which I mentioned before, the Omalei Rav Huna l'Rav Sheshes, or the other Girsa, Ravina l'Rav Ashi, the Gemara, he says, Afilo b'didoch v'didi, the Omale, Otu Katli Kani Bi Agmanan, where, I mean, are we nothing? Apsak is also Apsak. Gleimer Im Chedashnu, and he explains that. If we were Mechadish something, Dove Midaitenu, Shalom Nimtza, Leiba Mishnah, the Leiba Gemara, and there's a Dayan that didn't know Shalom Yodot Vareinu, or Pasek Bi Inyan Acha. And when he hears Kishashom HaDvarim Yoshua B'Einov, he's satisfied. It's Keteyev Edvar Mishnah Havi. So he's Chazer. Aval Adayin Ahu Pshita Sheyesh Lachleik Al Divreim. And then the Rosh adds, Da Amaroyim Hu Achreinim Pa'amim Cholkim Al Rosheinim. On the early Amaroyim, which goes back to those Kololim I mentioned at the outset of my talk, the Adarabba, On Utaysin Divrei Hu Achreinim Iker. Now here's the reason. Here we come to the reason why Halacha Basroi. What's the reason Halacha Basroi? I mean, not making up rules, but he gives the logic of it. This is the Svara. Why do we paskin like the Divrei Achreinim? Kaven Shiyodu Svaras Arashenim Usvarosam. They knew everything that the others said. The Hechriu Bein Elu Hasvaras. In other words, they handled the whole of the Svaras. The Omdu Al Ikro Shodavar. So that's the rule. So Ukiyetze Bezer, the Rosh adds, we have the same principle applied. Ein lemedim halachim epi ashas, elamidivri hamaroyim. On lemedim piske halachas. There's a Gemara in Bava Basra and Kuf Lamed, which mentions ein halacha, lo mitoich lima, lo mitoich mishnah, lo mitoich hagod, and so forth. But has to be actually direct halacha lemaisa. So you can't, you have to come down to the last, more or less, analysis. Afal pisha hatanoyim. Now here he makes the question. The tanoyim were gdelim min hamaroyim. So nevertheless, the fact that they saw everything that they had said about this subject, and they brought in a new svara, so then you could rule like them. So this is the lashon of the Rosh. So therefore, basically, in quick summation, the Tam of halachika basroi, which is outlined here by the Rosh and will be constantly repeated by Poskim later on when they deal with this theme, is that since the Basroi knew all of the Sforas of the Rishonim, and they analyzed that, and so they were able either to argue against it with Rayas or to be Machriya amongst them. Now, it's interesting that in the Tur, in Simen Chof Hei and Chesha Mishpit, he brings down his father's analysis, the Rosh, about that it goes for all generations, and commenting on it, the Bes Yosef adds in the Bedek HaBayis, it's not in the original Bes Yosef, but in the addendum that the Bes Yosef has there. So he writes, and it's an interesting point. Vani Yomer is the Bes Yosef. Shebizman Hazeh, Man Hazeh, that's 16th century. Poshat HaDover, he's speaking like the Machaber Asfardi. Bechol Glilo Senu, Lifseik, Keharambam. That's what the Bes Yosef says right there. We paskin. In other words, it seems amongst all, I would presume, all the Sephardic communities. We rule like the Rambam. Zolas biksas mekemes shehuk shalahem dvarav. Except in places we'd have kashas on the Rambam, but he's as if to say, there are no kashas on the below yordu l'seif daita. That's his comment on there. That's just a comment that the Bes Yosef makes in regard to this statement about Halachic Basroi. Now, let's go further down into the Shulchan Aruch proper. If you take a look at the Ramor, right there in Cheshem Mishpat, Simen Chafei, where the Ramor, it's a rather extensive Ramor, commenting on this whole inyan of Torah Bidvar Mishnah, and towards the end of a very long Hagor of the Ramor writes the following. Kol makom shedivrei harashenim ksuvim al sefer v'heim afusamim v'aposkim rachreinim cholkim aleim k'mo shelefamim aposkim cholkim al hagainim is cholkim achar achreinim the halacha kebasroi me'abaya v'rova v'elach. That's the lashon of the Ramor. The makor of the Ramor is a tshuvas marik, the marik in Sheresh Pei Dalet. Of all him nimtza l'fomim tshuvas gone, and v'lo ola zichreinu al sefer, v'nimtzu acherim cholkim olav, Ein tzrichin lifsoi ke divrei achreinim. You don't have to paskin like the achreinim. She'efshe shelo yodo divrei hagon. Maybe they didn't even know that there was such a tshuva. They didn't know that opinion or so. V'have shmiel hu have a hadrabahu. If they might have known about that shita of that gon, of that one, of that rishon, might have known what he said, they would have immediately backed out. That's what the Ramor writes over there about that inyan of the of Aloha Gabashoi. However, basically, if you look at the pashtus of the Ramor and the way he cites the Marik who emphasized that Aloha Gabashoi, even when you argue against the Vashenim, it was understood by other Achronim, we'll see in a moment, that even when that Achron might even argue against the Tesfis. Now we'll see that's the way it was understood by the Alshach in his Tshuvas. That's the way it comes out, that the Ramor says that you go after the Basroi. Now, taking a look at this Ramor, I looked in the Dark Emesha. In the Dark Emesha, which is also from the Ramor, I find a sort of a contradiction, which I'm just leaving as a tzorich iyun, whether with more analysis maybe you can resolve it. Here the Ramor says, Halacha kebasroi, I feel even if they're chalkim out of a shenim, the only exception would be if they didn't know about this gone or so forth, so that means it would be like the concept the Gemara says, ishtamitze, he missed it, he didn't get it. If he would have known, he would have never made that psak. Whereas, in the Dark Emesha, he quotes from the Tumas Hadeshin, one of the big Paskim on which you find psak after psak in the Shulchan Aruch, and from the Tumas Hadeshin, he writes there the following particular statement. There's a contradiction which he makes here. The Tumas Hadeshin makes the point, for example, the following. Here's the quote in that Ramon in the Dark Emesha. De'ein keir biyad echod. It's a very small tshuva. If you look in the Tumas Hadeshin, it's in Simen Reish Mem Aleph. It's in the chelik of the Psokim. The ein kayer biyad echod bizman hazeh lachlek lahokel bedover shechmiru beu bechaburim shenespashto berev Yisroel elam kain yesh kabbalah biyodai sheinegin beyaseh chibur. But stam, that if someone once is arguing and there's a pesik in a later time, the Tumas Hadeshin seems to be rejecting categorically. The Ramor seems to say that halacha basroi. The Tumas Hadeshin says he's going to have some type of halacha mekubelis in order to go against a previous type of a psak or a previous type of hanhoga, which seems, and the Ramor just leaves that there in the Dark Emesha without comment. And here in the Ramor and the Shulchan Aruch, he mentions that it mentions as if to say you go halacha kabasroi. So it seems to be a sort of a stira between the Dark Emesha, what he said there, and the later. Although it could be that the Ramor later, he wrote the Dark Emesha first, maybe changed his mind, or maybe had something else in mind. I just mentioned that as a sort of haor. Now going back to what the Ramor stated from the Marik, right there in the Shulchan Aruch, that halacha kabasroi, now there's a great deal of argument about that. It's not accepted that way, in a very simple way. The Shach, right there in Sif Kotn Chafalaf in Cheshem Mishpit, there in Simen Chafei, brings the tshuva from the Maram Alshach, from the Alshach HaKodesh. We're used to the Alshach as a Darshan, but the Alshach was a great Pesach in his times, the Shailas and Tshuvas Maram Alshach. So the Shach quotes him in Simen Lamed Tes. He, first of all, the Alshach disagrees with the Marik in principle. Shechelek al Marik. That's all. And what does the Alshach say? The Afal gab the Sforos Marik shelo kedas teisves usmag. It's in a particular case that was dealing with Ribis. Al yala al leiv lemer the kaven the basra hu naktinin kavasei. Was he's later here? The lo svara hu the Afal gab the gam bepaskim naktinin kebasroi kidersiva. In other words, when do we do accept the principle in Paskim Halach Kebasroi, he's not denying that. When? Kishoroa Achron Divrei Rishon V'lo Chozer Bo Mikami Dekama. He saw what the first one said. Avol Im Lo Roisei V'lo Shomas V'Rosei. It's Adarabah Amrinin the Halach Kamoi The Shema Im Hoya Roya HaAchron Divrei HaRishayin is like the other point that was made, like the Ravid made, Hoya Chayzabai Vahari Mechalik. So the HaRosh B'tshuva, the Rosh makes that chilek also in the tshuva. So what does the Alshach say about the Marik, that where he's trying to argue against Psak of Tesis? He says the Marik didn't know that Tesis. Dishtamitze, he just didn't know that particular, the Shalom Hiskira, because he didn't even mention it. Because if you argue against a Pesach or something, you have to mention it. You have to mention his Svara, and you have to refute it. The fact that he didn't mention the Bali Tesis at all is a simen that he somehow, Ishtamitze, et vergessen. He forgot it. So he, Arthur Shalom Ba'ed, is another point, he says. Though Amrin and Halacha Kabasroi, Legabi Kamoi, Elikishein. Now he talks about Madregas, which is an important thing. See, the Rosh said that even the Amaroyim give up Psak, and later on, although the Tanoim were much greater. There's no question about that. But here he goes about Madregas. Almost, we would say today, in Chas V'Chalila, that this is a personal thing that they use. I mean, today, you know, people call each other names. But here, he says, Kishein Bein Basroi Lekamoi, In other words, if there's a difference, the difference between later Amaroyim and early Amaroyim is not such a huge difference. Not such, there's a difference in this area of Madrega. Aval Heredika Benayo Kadroga Shabain Amira Latana. Now he says something else. Lo Amrin and Alohiga Basroi. We can't say Alohiga Basroi. Ella Adaraba. In fact, he brings an interesting raya that the Ameira can't argue against the Tana. Why? In a very raya in Pashtus. He says, "Va'echad." Now, one Amaroyim, we always ask a kashan Ameira from where? From a Mishnah Braisa. And you have we literally go all the way out to try to answer it. And when there's only one Ameira that if he's caught in the corner, he can say, "Rav Tana Hu Polik." Rav is a Tana, a Polik. He brings that raya. So he's saying that's the only one. Now, Imain, in other words, there's no other Tana to help him. So therefore, you can rely on that. Hashta ain Sofik, Shemarik Shehu Midei Rasenu. The Marik, I believe, was the last part of the 15th century, and the Alshach was in the 16th. It was contemporary, basically, with the Bes Yosef, right that time, in Tzfas. He says, Hashta ain Sofik, Shemarik Shehu Midei Rasenu Eila, Lo Amin and all of Lagabi Hatesus. The halacha kamesei shehu basra legabi didu. How could he be as great as Tesis? How could he argue against the Tesis? Banan sade dei daita havisha Tesis seferim de osa lohoya chaylik. In other words, if he would have known that Tesis, he definitely wouldn't have argued about him. The magam lohakel el adarab oya chayzer mikame didu v'kolshken. The Tuvaninu, the Tesis is not the only one in that decision. He said there's a Smag and there's a Rabbeinu Yeshaya and so forth. So that's the tshuva of the Alshach, which is brought almost verbatim in that Shach. What does the Shach say about it? The Shach says, very cryptic comment. He says, Ktsas Dvorov Necheini. I like some of the things. Uktsas Dvorov Tzorachiyum. However, the Shach cites, and he doesn't say what it says, he cites from a Shilas and Tshuva's Maram Alashka and Tshuva Simen Namet Nun Dalet, who also disagrees with the Marik. We'll be coming soon to that Tshuva's Maram Alashka, and he is not as kind to the Marik as even the Alshach is. Alshach was with a little bit more Derech Eretz. We'll see later how the Maram Alashka does. Now, what about the Rambam in all of this? After all, when you're dealing with a klal, halachic of basroi, you know, vozok the Rambam. Rambam talk about basroi or anything else. Rambam doesn't mention the concept as a klal, halachic of basroi, but the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, in Perik Vav, halacha aleph, writes that kol dayan shadon dine mominus, the Torah, im Torah bidvorim hagluyim vihayaduyim. You go and dinin hamuforoshim b'mishnah, oibe gemara. It's chayzer hadin. That's Torah b'dvar mishnah chayzer. Umarziran adover kishohoya v'donin beik halach. That's the lashon of the Rambam. So all the Rambam is talking about, it seems, Dvorim Gagluyim Hayaduyim. What does that cover? What does that take in? I mean, if you take it from the standpoint of the Gemara, it takes in a Mishnah, a Braisa, or a Psak in the Gemara. So on that, the Kesef Mishnah, which of course is the Bes Yosef, says, the Kach Yesh L'Dagdei, Shaseva Rabbeinu Shateya B'Divrei HaPoskim HaVateya B'Dvar Mishnah. It's considered Torah B'Dvar Mishnah. What's the Raya? Midakosav Kagain. Since the Rambam only is pointing out, as if to say, as an example, Dinim HaMeforoshim B'Mishnah B'Gemara. Or Midakosav Tevas Kagain. It's interesting how he's medayik. The words of the Rambam. Kagain, Mashma, the Osel HaRabbeis Taya B'Divrei HaPoskim. Any, if you have clear-cut Poskin of ruled one way, no matter what generation, a person makes a mistake, as Toya B'Dvar Mishnah. The Radvaz agrees, says the same thing about the Rambam. If he's Toya, he writes B'Divrei HaGeinim, or B'Divrei HaRif, or B'Divrei HaPoskim HaMefursomim, HaVikateya B'Dvar Mishnah V'Chezer. The Lokotle Kane Be'Agma. He uses the same Lashon of the Gemara Sanhedrin, Ninu, the cave in the Torah, but Vadova Hayadua, Lavmidi Ovid, the Chaser. Now, there's a Tzas Iyun that you have to take a look in another place in the Rambam there, which doesn't seem to be the way the Kesef Mishnah seems to imply, that it's sort of a categorical thing, that the concept is coming out of the Kesef Mishnah, where he learns Pshat in the Rambam, same with the Radvaz, that Halacha Kebasroi, with the Poskim of Fursami. If you look at the Hagdama to the Rambam and Mishnah Torah, you know, some of us pass lightly over the Hagdama, we interest the Rambam, but you have to learn that Hagdama of the Rambam just like you would have to learn the Halachas of the Rambam, because the Rambam says tremendous Yesedas there about Torah Shebal Peh and Klali Min Hayroah. Now, this word of the Rambam there in the Hagdama, where he's talking about, he describes the whole Shalshelis of the Meseiris of Teirish Shebal Peh to the time, all through all of the Deiris, from Moshe Rabbeinu to Avinu Ravashi, then the Geinim, and then he says, and this is the Lashon Rambam, V'chein im lomad echod min ha-geinim shederach ha-mishpat kachu, v'nizbar le-bez denacha, she-omer achrov, she-ein ze derach ha-mishpat ha-kosa b'gemara. In other words, another group of Gedolim, Geinim, after that, seem to think there's a different pshat in the Gemara. Ein shemim l'rishain, ela l'mi, shahadas neiter l'dvarav. Bein rishain, bein achrein. That's the lashon of the Rambam. In other words, the Rambam doesn't say halacha kebasroi or so forth. He says, whoever that the svara will be accepted. By that, it doesn't matter whether it's rishain. In other words, there's no, shall we say, categorical imperative that you have to say halacha kebasroi. Shahadas Naita. So that's what the Rambam is saying over there. The only thing he's leaving open, which really does not contradict what he said there in Hilchos Sanhedrin, is that another Bezdin can come, or another Gaon can come and learn a different pshat, and it would be acceptable. But it's not categorical that it has to be that particular way. Now, I'll come back to that Rambam later on, because I found that the Maram Alashka cites this Rambam in the Hagdama, and he has a little nuance in the Pshat. Whether accepted or not is a different point. Now, in thinking about this Rambam, I just want to add what occurred to me. Now, it's a known thing that there's a klal. When there's a machlekes Bavli and Yerushalmi, the halacha is like Bavli. The Rif has enunciated this very clearly at the end of Masech Te'erev. And he says, basically, the same type of concept that follows through on halacha kebasroi. The Rif says, for example, and this is his lashon there at the end of Eirvin, v'anan lo svir lan hochi. We don't always talk about a deen there about being mekel and the deen of Hashmoras Kol on Shabbos. That kaven the sugya the gemara dilan of Bavli, lehetera, lo ichbis lan b'may de'osa ha-gemara de b'nei ma'rova. We don't. So what if the Yerushalmi asked it? Dal Gemara Dilan Samchinen, the Basrahu. There again, he enunciates. The Inu, and here's the reason. Have Bekia, the Gemara, the B'nai Marova, Tfei Minon. They were Baki in the Yerushalmi more than we are. The lav de kimlu the high memory of the name Arova lav de samchahu. If they wouldn't have known that that was not reliable, is lo kosher leina, they wouldn't have been matter. So it's known fact that the Rambam in many different places, and that's many of the kashas they ask the Rambam paskins like a Yerushalmi. So the question is, if you hold, if the Rift always says you have to go to Basroi or so forth, but maybe with the point, this is, I'm just adding this, what the Rambam says in the Hakdama, it could be that the Rambam felt sometimes that, just like he said with the Ge'enim, that if the Das is Neiter, if like the Rishon, so maybe if the Das is Neiter like the Yerushalmi, they use the same principle. I'm just offering that as a sort of comment in reference to that. That's all. Now, the Shach in Yeradeya, Simen Reish Membeis, and if you, and those are Mudim in Yeradeya, there goes two dopping practically, that has no Mechaber, it has no Ramor, because there is the famous Kuntras of Issa V'Heter and Kloli Haror of the Shach, which he referred to here in Cheshem Mishpat and Simen Chof Hei. Now there, he discusses Halachic Basroi, and he writes, Kol makam shadiber hashenim ksuvim al sefer. That's like the lashon of the Ramor. V'heim afusomim v'haposkim achreinim kolkim aleihem holchim achachreinim. Avolam nimtza lefomim tshuvas gone. It's all like the Ramor. V'lo ola zichroinu al sefer. V'nimtza achreinim kolkim olav. Ein tzar lifzor kachreinim. She'efshe shalo yodu diber hagor. V'yihav ishomu havehodabu. Now, then he brings something additional. V'yesh kolkim. She'ein. He says the she'aim shaimim lo'achreinim neged g'deli ha'reshenim. Yesh l'achreinim. That's what he says. He doesn't say who says so. When we call makam, the Shach writes, im ha'achron mevi diva reshen, v'chelik olav, im hu mefursum v'kach shu roi lachle, yochel lismach olav etzor l'isyashe b'dover. Miyam yesh b'yad ha'meira l'achriya, but supposing there's someone who was a ken gut leonin, he can be machriya, and then Yochel Lifsoy ke Eza Shiyirza, whichever way he sees fit. Mikol Mokam Ein Lachleik, this is what he agrees, what the principle with the Raivet, if you recall, Al HaGeinim HaKadmeinim. Now who are the Geinim HaKadmeinim? In other words, you have to treat it like a Gemara. You can't argue against it. Umikadim HaRif Kvar Poskul Deiris HaGeinim. That's considered like, we'd say, Divrei Kabbalah. Now, when he says here, who is that daya, Yesh Eimrim, that you cannot argue against the Rishenim, the Yesh Lahachmer? I think he means the Tshuva, the Shilas and Tshuva is Meram Alashka. Simen Nun Gimel and Nun Dalet. Now, what is the Meram Alashka? Uses strong terms. I wrote in my notes, Dvorim Charifim, against the Marik. First of all, he says, the whole Klal, Mi Yitain, he says that Ezer's man yimshach ledaiter zaleim halachik basroi. Vein tagbil asman. If you're going to make a limitation on this man, ador pleni nesata dvarecha lishurim. Ve'ayit my causes the havei areisa dor velo adachar zolase. Ve'imat sefer elam dovezer also. He says la leisa alev. Davi kechuchu tlul. That means anybody in later Davis is going to argue about against geinim, reshenim, and everything else. The Ein Yachas, L'deiris Elohim HaRashenim, and listen to his language, Afilu Ki Yachas HaKeif Im Ha'odim. Strong terms. V'alavai Shiyavinu Deiris Elu HaKal Shebediv HaRashenim. Kolshken HaDeiris HaBoyim. What about the future? Shalavavos Mismates. Now, that's what he, and because he really lashes against the Marik. I mean, that's in stronger terms than the Alshach. However, at the end, he has two tshuvas. So at the end there, he adds, he writes the following. Hecha de ashkechon liachrein. He doesn't close the door totally. If we find achreinim machriim bein harashenim, there can be machriya between the rishenim, holchein acha achos. You go after there, achos. Now, he mentions that Rambam that I quoted before in the Hakdama, the Rambam's Hakdama to the Mishnah Torah, where the Rambam doesn't seem to be that rigid about halachic basroi. He says if there's a Rishon and Achrein, it's possible you sometimes rule like the Achron, but you have to go where the Das is Neiter. So he says you can't go like the Achron. You can't. He says what the Rambam means is, and this is his Lashon, and he writes the following, he's Beinayim B'dvarav Zal. Look into the Rambam, he says, Shelo Ola Al Daito Lachush El Shelo Lishmoa L'Rishon. He says it's sometimes possible not to listen to the Rishon. What he means is, as if to say, when it's not a question of contradiction. Where there's an absolute machlekes, he says, that's how he learns pshat in the Rambam. It's a different pshat altogether. From the pashas of the Rambam, it doesn't seem to be that way, but that's the way he learns it. Now, the comments on the Ramor, going back to that Ramor on the Marik that says Halacha Kebasroi with the Dvarim Amafursamim Ala Sefer and so forth, so you find one of the great Sfarim Archeishim Mishpat of Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, the Urim V'Tumim, has a discussion on that, because after all, he himself is a Pesik. He is Mechadish Halachas and he argues and so forth. So he writes the following. He says, he makes qualifications. Now, he cites also the Tshuvas Maram Alshech that the Shach brought down, that the Merik is not begetter to argue against the Rishonim. So the Urim V'Tumim writes, Umimenu Takish L'Deira Shalonu. What about now? Here you're going further in time. That's what's interesting about this whole thing, that you follow like a historical thing when you're learning here in the Puskim. You're going into 18th century. At that time, Umimenu Takish L'Deira Shalonu Asher B'Avnaseinu Harabim Tosha Keicha Shel Chochma. You know, that's a generation. There was a Vilna Gaon, there was a Noida Yehuda, there was a Yankov Emden. I mean, Tosha Kachenu, he writes. Hamakam Yore Olai Ruach Mimor. You know, he asks for Siyata Deshmaya. Because of Hasma B'Shem Mordechai, he mentioned the Sma on Cheshem Mishpat, the name of the Mordechai, the main Teisvis Cholkim Ala Rif, Lifser Ka Rif, you rule like the Rif. However, he says this is not an ironclad club. And the Ain Ladayan and Lakafi Shikal Daite Benodun in any particular case. Ukafi Dasa Machabrim Bay. Now he cites from, and this is cited by other Achrainim, from the Shilas and Chuvas Chavas Yoyer, Reb Yoyer Bachrach, who that's a century before him practically. The Kosav Arav Bal Chuvas Chavas Yoyer Bahashmotas, Dafrev Samach Beis. The Ma, the Sosam Harav, here he brings different clone about the Ramor. But the Ramor, for example, sometimes the Mechaber, rather, first says, Stama Halacha. Doesn't mention Yesh Cholkim or Yesh Aimim or anything like that. But Ramor lo regia, velo cholko olav hasma v'ashach, is a neyocho lemer, like in Dinim Amunis, he can't say, kimle, like a this and this kaisik. Ki zocha de nikva halacha kemesa. Because once there's no disagreement, that's the halacha. Indeed, in moment, there's a klal. If there's a definite controversy, a person can say kimli, like this pesik, although the majority might be differently. V'im amaro aramor kosa v'yesh aimim yochel litain kimli v'im pasik lahetzim mamin is havalei toya bidvar mishnah. Now, uvamokam, here's a strong statement. Uvamokam dehechriya haramor kosav kachadeya. The ramor paskins, let's say they're different opinions. Then the Ramor will say, well, Anu Neigin, or this is the Psak, Mi Demeira Lemulo, Hanal, whoever goes against the Ramor, Barotzas Halolu, the Nehiga Kavasei is Teyabit Varmishna. It's a Teyabit Varmishna, he writes. Uadinim Ramor Lohechriya, Vasma Vahashach Hechriyu, Gechad Menayu. It's also a Teyabit Varmishna. Now here's where he's a Sophic. This is all from Rabbi Yoyer Bachra, from the Chavish Yoyer. Of a mokum shasma v'ashach mechulakim, nira da pesik neged hashach, havalei gam kein teyeh b'dvar mishnah. Why? Why is the shach more important So he writes, it goes back to the same cloud. Hoyel vahu basroi. He's a basroi, he's later. Es afki shamati shekoshe ma'od lahotzi mama neged tzvoros hashach, asma. Hoyel alema, that the ain kan kol kaktos, hafesik, whoever would rule like the sma. However, he says, this is the way I look at it. That's what the Chavis Yorah says. Now, he makes another point. He says that, for example, if the Shach hasn't asked too many kashas and has left open, you could rule like the Sma. That's the point that he makes. So what does Rabbi Yonasan Eibershitz write on this? This is a quote that he brings from the Chavis Yorah. He says, Ukva birati, as if to say, I'm somebody that have done maybe a little bit differently. He says, Ukva birati, Teda Lashem Yisborah b'chibur zeh, the Kama Mekemes, on Das Shelteira Neiter, the on Ruach Elokim Lelechis. As if to say, I have opinions, sometimes I go against Ashach or other Achreini. That's what the Rabbi Yonasan Eibershitz writes over here. Now, there's a major question when we deal about Halachic Basroi. It has to do with the problem of Roy. Remember before it mentioned that you even rule like even a Yochid Keneged Rabim because he's a Bas, one of the Basroi. So the Prima Godim asked the Shaila, and this is in his Hagdama, the Yeredeya in the Klolim, right in the very beginning, before he gets to the actual Halacha of Yeredeya, there's Hagdama of the Prima Godim, which in itself is Halacha. And this is also cited by the Pisrei Tshuva there in Chesha Mishpat, Simen Chaf Hei. The Prima Godim asks this question. He says, and here's his lashon: Da the sover ha'yisi lema halacha kebasroi b'shovim. You have an equal. You don't have majority or so forth. V'lo b'yochid neged rabim. Elor, and he cites the marker of this yochid neged rabim by basroi from the Knesset Hagdela. Elor sherisi the Knesset Hagdela berachayim daf yochid neged rabim halacha kebasroi. Vani tamar, how could that be? Haruba deraisa. I mean, there's a principle. You have more paskim say this, and it's a yochid against the rabbim. So how can you rule the kabas just because he's basroi? Umestimus ha paskim mashma af bedvar teira halachi basroi. It's not just another rabbonim. So what's his teretz? His teretz is interesting. You say achap, the yesh leimer, kaven the basroi ro divrei kamoi. We're talking about a Achron or a later Pesach that refutes the arguments of the Rishon. Sosru betainus amrinin mistama have a kamoi made la basroi. Probably the kamoi would have been made to the basroi. So mishum hori have a yachid neged. You have a rabbim. There's no yachid against rabbim really. That's what. We'll come back to this question later with the teretz of the Chazon Ish, which we'd say is a more of a Londonshire sort of a teretz, later on, in a few minutes. Now, what about all new chiburim that come out? Someone prints a sefer of Shilas and Chuvas, and people are looking at it or so forth. I mean, how does that rate as far as being reliable, as far as a psak, or where does it fit in when it comes to halacha kebasroi? It's an interesting warning from Rabbi Kiva Eger. So, Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Hagdama to the Chuvas, the main Chuvas, or Rabbi Kiva Eger, you know, of the Psokim Uksavim, Rabbi Kiva Eger is quoted in a letter saying to his children, Kosha be'enai, ma'ashani shemeya, shenogu kama meirei hayroa, ketseis chibur chodesh, yifzaku achra velo yofahem eisim. Ki aleihem lachtor kefi keichem. Lachtor, to really dig in to kefi keichem. Vim achrei iyunam heitev yimtsu divrei mechaber tevim oz yeichol achra. Not just because it's that way. Aval lahamin l'chol asher yimtsu kosuv, anything that's printed or written, eino midarki achochem. So he warns against, in other words, you have to have what Kiva Eger is demanding here, we'd say, critical. Strong critical evaluation, not just because it's Agadruk the Sefer or something like that. Now the Chazon Ish in a letter. It's a letter that is printed in the halachic part in the section on Yeridaya, in Simin Kuf Nun. I mean, that's according to the simonim of that sefer. He writes, he deals with this shaila of the pre-Megodim. He doesn't mention the pre-Megodim directly about how can you say halachic basroi, ayochi, keneged rabim, and so forth. So the Vezei Nish writes, and he gives an immediate tfisa on the application of Reiv and Mir doesn't apply here. Why? He says, Yadua, ki ein keyach Reiv, when you're dealing with that, with an absolute situation, ela b'meshav bezdin. Well, you have bezdin, you have the dayonim and all of that. Avol chachomim acholkim, shechoyu b'deiris chalukais. You have chachomim of different generations. O b'medinas chalukais, ein nafkusa bein Reiv Lemir. There's no difference between Reiv and Mir. And he gives a very practical grasp of how halacha really is adjudicated in different medinas by different paskim. He says, for example, Eisa medina shereiv ateira shebiyodim umirav echod umitalmida. Let's say there's one medina where there's one gadol ador and all in most there his talmidim and everything, and they're all following his drachim umitalmidi talmidav. Eisim kerabam av b'makom sherabim cholkim, even where there are many that disagree. Uveyomim achreinim shesferim yuchadim shel rabbeinu loku chelik haikur shel mesiras hateira lederus hanechachis. And he cites all of the rishonim that are accepted: the Rif, the Rosh, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Rashbon, the Ritva, and so forth. He says, heim hoyu harabonim hamuvakim shel aderus kol makom sheyesh plukta. In other words, the concept of hachro is not frozen; it's given to every chacham. O la hachmir, o lifchar bi yachidim yaduim leilach achreim. Over makom shalom huchra adover, and makom shalom huchra adover safik. Over dimi mamonis amru the yim yesh yachidim keneged rabim yochaleim kimle, the same sword of kimle shebadover. Adover be a seder is a suffix. Milvach ain kan keyach reiv be etzem. He says there's no real reiv anyhow. Even if you find so many printed that rule one way and one another way, and he gives a very good svara for that. He says ain a reiv yadua ki harbi chachomim hoyu shalobo divreim ala sefer. What about all the gedalim that never wrote a sefer? There were ruling and ruling, so you don't never know what. That is a pasuk. Gavaldi gesechel. That he brings here. V'habe shesifreim lo hegiya liyodeinu. They never reached our hands. In fact, in parentheses there, you know, he was very much against the nizes of the Kisvei Yad, and on the basis of the Kisvei Yad, people wanted to change the halacha that was neig for Davis, because he gave a svara. Why was it a gniza? Because maybe that was a false girsa. Favosat medes bagrob neigets or something. That was his approach. That was the approach. You can't change that. And he says that in another place. The Chol Zos, so he says, well, what do we do with all the Sfarim, with all the Tshuvas? And he says, as if to say, look, that's because of our weakness. The Chol Zos, Lemiut Halavavos, Lahachriya B'Sfarim. So it's Sfarim. Not everybody can sit down and go through all the Rishonim and all, and then come up with Hachror, the original. Is Neitlin Lefvomim Gam Keyach Reiv Misparim. You take, there are so many tshuvas or great mechaberim that rule together, so then you go according to the Reiv, l'netiyah l'tzadzeh. Abel roi yeser b'zeh li'ischashev im ha'poskim sh'teirosem egil yadeinu b'chol miktsos ha'teirah. You have to give a qualification of those gedalim that are great in all areas of teirah. Im ki ein onu nigoshim l'achriya b'en ha'rushenim b'achro ha'sikh l'muchletis. Now, here's what's interesting about the Vezei Nish. I mean, you know, the Vezei Nish is looked upon as the extremist and everything else, but it's remarkable when you learn that, look at this letter that he writes, it's printed in the Sefer Halacha. He does not lock off that independent power of Hachor. He says, Mikol Makom Mislava Tomit. There's always accompanied by Hachor Iyun Sichli. V'harbe pami machriya, and he refers to the Bes Yosef, ka'achas ha'deyes b'pnei sh'devei m'chavorim b'yesu mis'yashev kol ha'kushes. Inyan m'yuchad motzo ha'poskim, and here he mentions, livsay, kebasroi. What's the reason, kebasroi? The same svar. That's repeated over and over again. They saw whatever went before. However, this is that point that I just said. You're not to just say, well, we can't make any independent ruling. And it says, almost poetical. You never give up your independent rational approach of svara in dealing with a halacha problem. Now here's where he refers as to the authority of the Shulchan Aruch, which is a very important thing. And look what he says later on there in the same siman. He says, for example, when he's talking there about a shaila that they asked him in regard to mitzvah satluyas beorot about Shemitah, that whether the Rambam is considered like the Mora, the Ara, the Yisroel, he is the master of that, and you can't go against the Rambam. So he writes that Acha Shulchan Aruch, where the Beis Yosef took in other poskim, on a negin laheres al pigdeli achreinim, and then he says Af neged haShulchan Aruch. This is the words of the Chazon Ish. Now who's neged haShulchan Aruch? Who are they? Kamo haShach, the Pri Chodesh, haGvor, vechein on a seimchim bedinim protim. Al achreinim zal af neged haShulchan Aruch gein aneid beYehuda v'yoid ubechol zeh kol haRotzes shoven etzlenu v'ilohoyam min hakavur. Then he writes about Gederach haRambam, a reference to that case of Eretz Yisrael. Lohoyah bezeh machlekes v'yakeven halacha alikar zeh. But this makes this very important point about those who ruled literally, he said, against the sock of the Shulchan Aruch, which shows that a certain amount of flexibility at the same time. This is the idea of the Basroi. Now, he has in another place, the Chazon Ish makes a remark, which I thought is important to mention, because when you're talking about ruling against the Shulchan Aruch, talk about Neid Yehuda, Shach, Agor. So in his letters, there's a Kevitz Igreis of the Chazon Ish there, where he speaks about the Madrega of the Vilna Gaon, and he says things there. I mean, Etz Gekenzom. He said the following. That's in the Geras Lamed Beis. Ono misyachsin lehagro b'shura shal Moshe Rabbeinu Ezra Rabbeinu Hakodesh Ravashi Harambam. That's the Gaon goes in that is in that line. Hagro shen esgala teira al yodo kekodesh meuta delkach sheheir b'mashalohuor. Maybe because he's a Litvak, but that's the Gaon. I mean, instead in Litv, you said the Gaon, you didn't have to say which Gaon. You knew who it was. Ulechein, there's the words of the Chazon Ish. Chelik aleim bekama mekemes betekef eis. The gamal arifa rambam hu chelik. Umadregoso beruach hakedesh. The Chasiduso, the Gedol Tvunoso, the Giyoso, the Kiyuso, the Iyun Ha'omuk, the Chol Ateira Metzui Atabi Adenu, the Efsha Klau Etzayir, as Efsha Rusam. The Ein Roy, so he was writing this letter to somebody that said some nasty remarks, you have sometimes, you have somebody, I remember once years ago, so you get Matresel, somebody gets up and says, Elijah Vilna, this type of talk, Elijah Vilna. So Kamo Shalo Hayino Amen Kane Ala Rambam. In other words, you gotta treat the Gaon with respect like the Rambam and the Rajba. Kane lo yatochem. And then he says, and also not to wonder on the Gaon, Loma Yachlik ala Shulchan Aruch, Valoma Kemesh Shechelik Hagro ala Chos a Shulchan Aruch, Hema Lameos. In hundreds of places the Gaon says opinions against the Shulchan Aruch, against the Rambam. I mean, he says his a particular opinion, but that was the Vilna Gaon. Because he has a hachloah and the kayev hachloah from a lot of Rishonim. Now, fundamentally, I finished the part dealing with halacha kebasroi. Now, if I'm allowed to continue, just some remarks on Amunas Chachomim. Now, I found a rather interesting statement in the Abba Banel, when he speaks of the definition of Amunas Chachamim. After all, there are Memches Dvorim Shatayr Niknes Behem. You know, right before Shavuos, it was the Perik of Kinyan Torah, which is the Brisis that forms Perik Shishi of Pirkei Avos. So you have the Memches Dvorim Shatayr Niknes Behem. One of them is Amunas Chachamim. Now, what's the definition? What's the Taich of Amunas Chachamim? And I found something in the Abarbanel we can call basically from the Achreinei HaRishayim, he's in that transition period, where the Abarbanel in his Sefer Nachlas Ovis on Ovis also mentions the concept of Aloha Gebasroi too, in dealing with Amunas Chachamim. Now what does the Abarbanel write? He writes this. First of all, Kishi Yishmu, this is his statement, Eza Heiror, let's say somebody he doesn't like this psak, doesn't seem to accept it. Lo yikpots, nit springen, don't jump. Lach like aleihem, ki yesh lo lachshov shilitzayach shor ola eza siba ruya. In other words, there was maybe a special reason not to mishuras hadin that they gave that type of psak. Masha notu the yamen ki daitam rechava mizu, that their daya is not just what he thinks it is. And then he says amu zal beperiketzed ma'abrim libam shal rishenin kepischer shal ulam. In other words, you have to have that. There has to be a certain element of deference and trust in the godless of the chachamim of previous dayos. And then he brings an example. Where they had to control this, b'dinei nefashos in the time of Sanhedrin, maschilin min atzad, shima godol yadaber lo yuchel ledaber olav mishum lo san ariv al rav ksiv. You would have to keep quiet because of the he's a godol, he's greater. Gam lo yuchel lishalo sham tamo shal daver ki ulai tzorich lios daver seisa v'tzorich hayishiv. Now he talks about ulazeh kosu amafoshin davo gav de kaimelon halacha kebasroi. Zeh bedvarim shavashenim lo shamo hasvara shenoflo ale achreinim avalim shamua velo hodobor afal gav the mistaver time of the basroi. Although the time of the basroi seems to be very acceptable, he says halacha kekamoi ulafizeh roi el achochem shiyamin bechachamim hareshenim. That's the way he takes a position about this inyan of halacha kebasroi, that like those others that are machmer, that when it talking about the Rishenim or arguing against them. That's what he seems to emphasize there. Now, Fianias Daiti, and not that it's such a big chiddush or shall I say a reference, you'll find in the Gemara this concept of Amunas Chachamim couched, I think, in different terms also. For example, many places you have in Gitin and Daf Yotes, Kadaihu Reb Shimon Lismaich Olav Vishas Hatchak. Now what do we mean by Kadaihu or so forth? Although it seems he's going against the majority opinion, against the halacha, and it's sort of very wild. There he's talking about the case of Get, Nichta Vayim, Venechta Malayla, it's a machlekes of Shimon Chachamim, Chachamim Pasalit, and he is Machsha. But then the Gemara brings an Uvda, and it says, Kadaihu Reb Shimon, Lismachola b'shas atchak. The Gemara in first Perek Nida, Kedayu Reb Elezer Lismachola b'shas atchak. Reb Yochanan in Perek Mokum Shenogu mentions such things. Kedayu. They use always that expression, which means that's an inyan of Amunas Chachamim. You know that this person is a godel, and so forth. Although it seems to be a very unusual, and we would say almost controversial type of a psak, but you rely there as a principle. It's almost an intuitive principle. That's the way it seems almost to me, that you realize the godless of this person, that as if the lo yu'un el tzadik will over. Nothing is going to happen if the person's a tzadik, he's great, so you can rely, kadaihu lishmachola. That's a principle. In fact, all of the places where this is discussed, there's a marocha and the pachad yitzchak, you know, the big, we'd say the halachic encyclopedia, that has a whole section on this concept of kadaihu lishmachola, the shas hadchak. Now I just want to mention two true stories, I hold them for true, that, and tell you where you could find them if you want to see the original, that were circulated in different forms, but I recall them, remember reading them years ago. There are two stories about Amunas Chachamim, and that's the way it's described. One story is about Rebbe Fall Volozhin Hazal. That was Reb Chaim Brisker's father-in-law, you know, from Volozhin. And the other is about Reb Chaim Soloveitchik Zal. The first story about Rebbe Foil is this, and who writes this? Reb Meir Berlin in his memoirs from Volozhin Biz Yerushalayim, in the Yiddish, he writes it. It's in Chelik Beis, page 318 to 320. That's where he covers these stories. And it's under, Reb Meir Berlin writes about Amunas Chachamim. And always stuck in my mind these two incidents. The first incident was that there was, at the time when Rebbe Fall was marrying off one of his daughters in Babroisk, he was the Babroisk Rav for a while, there was a woman came in the middle of the preparations for the wedding, so Isha Aguna, and she needed a heter, was a lot of trouble. So Rebbe Fall, and discussed it with the Dayanim and all the Chachamim, and in fact they were waiting for the Netziv, who was the father-in-law of Rebbe Fall, to come, and they thought that the Netziv would come to the wedding and they would ask him, and he was a big makel, he would be makel. The Netziv couldn't come because he was ill. So Rebbe Foyle said, Fortavek zu Rebbe Yitzchak Ochonin in Kovna. He was the Kovna Rav. So years later, the woman got a heter. Years later, and as Rebbe Meir Berlin writes in an after midnight discussion with Rebbe Foyle, the Lozhiner, they were discussing that particular shayla, and Rebbe Foyle takes out the shaylas and tshuvas Ein Yitzchak of Rebbe Yitzchak Ochanan, where most of the cases of Aguna are, and he shows him that exact case, and Rebbe Fall takes out a Gemara and Yavamas and a Rashi, and he says, this Rashi vent up the ganze tshuva. He refutes the whole heter. So Rebbe Meir Berlin knew about the Maisa of the wedding, so he said, nu, so vi hat ihr auch geschickt to Rebbe Yitzchak Ochanan, vi kommt es, as a Yafamog event, I mean, you refuted him. So he said, "Yom Taka Argument, aber Reb Yitzchak Ochanan is a godel. Nistamas do noch a raya egets." Or so, Mekenzer Falozen Afen. That's our concept of Amunas Chachamim. The second story that he writes there was that in Brisk, after Reb Chaim withdrew more from active ruling on Shilas, there were two dayanim. There was one dayan there, Reb Feivel, that was given the more or less the area of dealing with issues and Gitan and so forth. So a controversy broke out between him and the other Briska Dayan. He doesn't mention the other Briska Dayan at that time was. I don't think it was Reb Simcha. I don't think it was Reb Simcha Zelig yet. It was another Dayan. So there was a bitter controversy. The Bible said that this get is kosher and so forth. So Reb Chaim didn't want to get involved. So he said, told the two Dayanim, Schreib tuf. I have taming was your zeit, was your assert and was your zeit makel, and he took them both. He put it in a letter, and he wrote a letter to Reb Yitzchak Ochanan, and he said, "As your enfert telegraphisch with a telegram, osser or the mutter, that's all." So Reb Yitzchak Ochanan sent back the mutter. I mean, it was really that Reb Yitzchak Ochanan. So later, when Reb Chaim was asked, "Vavosot init gevold zend the taming." So the Chaim said, as ich wohl gekocht habe, der Tam, ja, schon, ja, da kasche, ne megzer verlosen auf Reb Yitzchak Ochanan. This is an example of Amunas Chachamim. A person has to reach that madrega. Now, we come to part number three, which I was asked to do, whether you still have the patience, basically. But this is now the area of Minhag Mevatel Halacha.